So what does Beyonce have to do with Hasidic fashion? For my next guests, the connection couldn't be clearer. They are all about women's empowerment and pushing the boundaries of high fashion by extending hemlines and advocating for modesty. You should have just seen them taking selfies of each other, however, in the studio. Mimi Hecht and Mushki Nadek are not only sisters-in-law, they're also the founders of Mimo Maxi, a fashion line based in Crown Heights that adheres to the rules of modesty in the Torah. And modest though they may be, they are the only guests in recent memory to be actually dancing in the studio as they've been introduced. Welcome, Mimi and Mushki, to WNYC.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
And listeners, our lines are open, 212-433-WNYC. The phrase Hasidic hipsters has been tossed your way. Do you like that label?
Yeah, it's kind of been stuck on us. I guess we could see why that works.
How would you describe your style? Make it visual for the radio audience.
Our style, we like things that are like flowy and effortless, and we're really into oversized and things that are just really comfortable and that don't feel like you tried really hard to put it together.
And listeners, if you want to see the fashion photo gallery on our website, some of these clothes, we've got it at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. All of the outfits follow the Torah's laws of modesty, or tzniut. Is that how you say it? Tzniut?
Yeah, good job.
Okay. What are the basic rules that you're following?
The basic rules are that clothing should come up covering the collarbone, the elbows, and the knees. So all of our designs meet those requirements, and but obviously have our putting a, you know, a fashionable twist on things and kind of putting our own personal self-expression into them, and not just it being there to cover up, but actually being a piece that people feel, women feel beautiful in and love.
Your signature item, I've read, is skirt leggings. Right. What's that?
It's basically a skirt that's very simple. It's a tight-fitted long skirt that is super versatile. So just like with leggings, you can throw on a sweater, throw on a fancy top, throw on whatever. It works with a pair of leggings. It's basically the skirt version of that. It just goes with everything. It's super comfortable and effortless and easy.
Yeah, we kind of call it like the antidote to the frumpy black skirt that oftentimes you would see on, you know, religious women. It's kind of like us taking, be like, listen, we all need a good black versatile long skirt. Let's have it shaped in a way that feels comfortable, that feels beautiful, and, you know, that you could wear every single day and just feel amazing in it. And it's been a top seller ever since we introduced it about a year and a half ago.
So listeners, if you are from a modest dressing religion or culture or just personal preference, do you have any questions for our guests? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Maybe you will inspire the next Mimo Maxi item. 212-433-9692. And I guess the premise here is that the words modesty and fashion are seen as somewhat incompatible. And yet I think there are a lot of professional women who are not necessarily orthodox or from any other culture that requires them to cover up, to want to go to work modestly dressed and things that are not too revealing. So what makes the imperative that you're dealing with different from that?
Well, it's interesting. We've had a lot of women who email us who have no religious affiliation, who don't have to be dressed modestly. And they tell us, like, you know, I need your skirt leggings. I need them in every single color. A lot of people, like you said, in the workplace want to dress a little bit more covered up but still feel beautiful. I would even go so far as to say sexy in a way, but still feel more covered up. Or they have a party that they're going to, you know, their husband's family is more conservative and they want that option, you know, but they also want it to feel like them and not feel like they're sacrificing their personal style. So we see very much what we're doing as something that we're offering our immediate community, religious women everywhere who care about modesty, but also, you know, our designs are our pieces that we want to see that women of all backgrounds or no religious affiliation will feel amazing in.
The fashion line is a mashup of both your names, Mimi and Mushki, making Mimo, or how do you say it?
Mimo.
Mimo. The word is also somewhat reminiscent of the Hawaiian word mumu, which refers to those flowy, loose-fitting dresses. Yeah. Is that on purpose?
It's not on purpose, but it works.
Yeah, it definitely works. It's the first time someone's actually pointed that out. And we've had some people email us and actually be like, I'm interested in your mumu. We're like, no, you got it all messed up. We're mimu, and we do sell oversized dresses, but it certainly works.
I did notice a Facebook comment on one of the pictures of your skirt leggings on a model, and the commenter asked, this is so form-fitting. How is this modest? So the skirts, you know, are long, but I guess somewhat clingy in these pictures. Is that permissible?
Well, I mean, like Mimi said, the laws are elbows, knees, and collarbones, and everything else is kind of more of just an area where it's like the spirit of modesty, and people, you know, everybody has their own level of that. But we make these skirts and we have them in various sizes, and people choose their fit preference based off of the size that they choose. And we also, like, we love oversized. When we wear the skirt leggings, often we wear them with like a really oversized flowy top, which isn't putting a lot of focus on the tightness. But we also have customers who aren't religious at all, aren't interested in modesty specifically. And for them, you know, absolutely, the tighter the better if that's what they want.
A lot of times we'll have people email about sizing, and we're still personally responding to all our emails. And a lot of times I ask the person, like, they want to know what size. Well, I ask them, well, how tush conscious are you? And, you know, to get a feel if they like it more loose, if they like it more fitted. We're not here to tell you have to wear it this way, you know. It is by design a more form-fitting skirt, and we tell people, and we actually started creating our own tops, you know, to wear more oversized things that will cover your form a little bit if you need.
Ooh, I don't know if you do design items by request, but we might have one here. Bimini in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello, Bimini.
Hi, I would love to see modest nursing tops because they all tend to have a lot of cleavage, and you don't need that right then.
Yeah,
for nursing mothers.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of the way we design, and you'll be seeing this more and more in the future, has to do with us being moms. We both have I have two boys. Mushki has one boy, and she's expecting her second child. And we always think about like what's going to make being a mom, like, you feel comfortable, more convenient, but still feel good in when you're on the go, and definitely when you're nursing. A few of our current designs, our dresses, have buttons on the top that you'd be able to button down easily and nurse. But definitely we'll take your request into consideration.
Miriam in Midwood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Miriam.
Hi, Brian. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
I just wanted to give a general comment. I came here 20 years ago. And I was working midtown between Columbia University and Roosevelt Hospital. And one of my best friends was pregnant, so she was admitted to NYU downtown. And I went to visit her, and I saw for the first time all these Jewish ladies wearing very modest skirts and having their wigs, etc. And I think that was one of my definite moments where I started telling myself, well, these Jewish ladies do respect their modesties and do respect the way God wants to see them dressed, and why am I so shy and why am I so scared of going to the lab without my hijab on my head, etc., etc.? And I just wanted to say thanks because that was a moment where I decided that I will also respect my modesty, and one day I will have my hijab.
In other words, seeing Hasidic women in Brooklyn made you feel comfortable about dressing modestly according to your own religion.
Wow.
Brian, Brooklyn came later on. When I wore my hijab, 3 months later I was married, and then with my husband we moved to Midwood. It's 14th Street between I and J. That's the heart of Midwood. So, and so I had all this environment around me and Borough Park, etc. I feel I feel comfortable, and it's
yes. And that, great, Miriam. Thank you very much. Hey, we'll get the three of you, and we'll create world peace starting right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful comment because obviously we feel the same way. You know, keeping modesty, especially in America, where that's not always the highest ideal, it's not easy. So, you know, we oftentimes also look at women, especially when they are more fashionable, like wearing the hijab. You see that they're religious. You see all that they're sacrificing to keep that value. And we have so much in common in that regard.
Sharona in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, Sharona.
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller. I would like to thank you for having these ladies on. I am a baby boomer, and I have never, even as a teenager, felt comfortable being overly exposed. My nickname is the Glam Girl, and I get compliments all the time from other women, even though I use a wheelchair. And I take the time to present how I'm going to present myself to the outside world.
And Sharona, forgive me, we're going to have to leave it there because the segment is coming to an end. But I take it, and you see how far and wide your stuff has inspired or has the potential to inspire other women who are trying to meet different kinds of goals in the way they dress. So the co-founders of Mimu Maxi, that's MIMU MAXI, a modest fashion line coming out of the Hasidic Jewish tradition but applicable to others. Just tell people how they can see your stuff.
You can see all of our stuff and check it out and purchase on MimuMaxi.com and also on Instagram at MimuMaxi and on Facebook.
Thanks.
Now let's kick up the Beyonce and dance.